This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the man sitting across from me has partnered with non-profit organizations, businesses, and churches to lead a 4 million rand feeding scheme, providing children with food, sanitary products, and educational material. Enrique Amanis, nominated in 2020 by the Mail and Guardian as one of the top 200 young South Africans, and he's sitting across from me. Morning, Enrique. How are you, buddy?
A very good morning to you, Brad. I am excited and expectant.
So, look, this kind of stuff is impressive, and we've had people on social media here telling us we can't wait to hear from Enrique. This takes a special kind of heart. Where does this come from? You didn't just wake up one day and decide to be this kind of person. You've got to say, tell us, how did this all start? What formed you to be you like this?
Well, it comes from my deep desire to make a positive impact in society. The name Enrique, it says, actually means king of his home, king of his community, wow. King of his... And I was like, God, okay, if I'm going to be a king, what kind of king am I going to be?
Sure.
And I looked at all the kings of the past, and they all seemed to be these terrible patriarchs and leading and oppressing people. Mm. And I was like, no, what king am I going to be? I actually turned to Proverbs 31, which is actually known as the archetypal woman's proverb. Mm. But those 10 verses actually are a mother speaking to a son who's about to be enthroned king.
Wow.
And she says to a son, my son, you are not going to be like the kings of this world.
Yeah.
In fact, you're going to be a king that stands up for those that cannot stand up for themselves.
Wow.
That protects the rights of the poor, the vulnerable, the orphan, and the weak.
Mm.
And I said, that's what kind of king I'm going to be. And if you look at who those people are, those are all people that are not connected to any form of family or community.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to build community around them. That's where it comes from.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Enrique, ek wil net also, jy kan my man Engels beantwoord, aangesien ek het nog eens Enrique Hermanus, soos hy my notes. Enrique Hermanus.
There you go.
Ek spot so. Ek wil by jou hoor, toch gebeur baie goed in ons leven, nee, op pad na waar ons vandag is, wat ons vorm om sekere besluite te neem. Wat het in jou leven gebeur, wat jou hart gedraai het en gebreek het, om vandag rarig waar vir mense wat verwerp is, mense wat alleen is en vrygelaat is? Waar het jou eie story? Voel jy, speel jy 'n rol van iets wat jy in jou eie leven vervul dalk?
It reminds me of a very deep moment that God brought me to in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I had just watched the movie The Joker. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. But it's deeply about this guy that, you know, throughout all life circumstances, it's the very first time that DC actually used life circumstances as opposed to a batch of toxic waste or laughing gas to turn the Joker into the person that he was.
Yeah.
And he was a man that tried. He tried to do his best. He tried to look out, but no one was really looking out for him. And it turned him to the person that he was. I was then confronted right after watching this movie here at Tiger Valley, actually, at the robot. There was a gentleman who was asking for food at the robot. And my response to him was, no, man, like, surely you can be more than this. Like, don't worry. You don't have to be on the street. Like, there's a God that's looking out for you. You can be more than what you are now.
Yeah.
And he said to me, my friend, if you were in my situation, you would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I looked at him and there was this deep moment and I told him, yeah, I probably would have. And so I have compassion for people that are in their situations and I seek to come alongside them and help them to be all that they can be.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, the feeding scheme was so important. What snapped inside of you? And then look, there's so much we can talk about what you've been working on and we're going to try our best to fit it all in. But we love to figure out heart behind things.
Mm.
But when you realize we're going into hard lockdown, level 5, kids are not going to school, that's where they get their meals.
Yeah.
I mean, you woke up in the morning and this started almost immediately. So
It had, and so
it's not just, okay, something needs to change. You went and started to snowball this thing. Like, how did that look for you? Tell us about those few minutes that played out when you heard what was happening.
So when the COVID-19 was announced by our president, I was actually excited because I had just the night before been meditating on this verse in Ephesians 3 verse 20. So it says, to the God that is able to do super abundantly more than we can ask, seek, or imagine, to him be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so I was excited. They say expectancy, expect and see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was excited for God to do what he does. And it was just the next day that Mikhail, who was the head boy last year at Al Shaddai Christian School, actually messaged me and said, Enrique, what are kids going to do that don't have any means for providing for themselves now because of this pandemic? And I said, Mikhail, you know what? We need to do something about that. And I then went through all my contacts that I'd been building up just over the past while, all the projects that I had been involved in. And I said, look, you guys, we've got to come together and we've got to do something. I then met with my colleague, Dominie Breitenbach of the Inkerkerk, and he said, you know what? Let's do this. Al Shaddai came on board, Durbanville Gemeente came on board, and it was this amazing thing to see the church bringing up this amazing thing that was able to involve all sectors of society for the betterment of the least of these in society.
Wow, wow. En sê vir my hoe dit prakties gelyk, jy weet, want baie mense daar buite het 'n hart om te gee en 'n hart om te help. Hulle weet net nie altyd hoe nie. Is my so waardevol dat jy sê, jy weet, jy het jou kontakte oor die jare opgebou en is so belangrik in 'n omgewing om vir nie-bevoorregte mense om te gee. Baie mense het 'n hart om 'n verskil te maak. Hulle weet net nie altyd hoe nie. Enrique, jy is van net baie prakties wil raak, jy weet, fisies, wat het jy doen, hoe dit gelyk, want daar is mense wat hierdie hoop in hulle hart dra om 'n verskil te maak. Hulle weet net nie daai aktiveringsstap, hoe lyk daai stappe, wat doen mens?
One thing I really had to be convicted of and what God really had to prompt me towards is that it's not always looking for the best people. It's not always looking for the person that you think is going to lead this.
Wow.
But rather, who are the people already in your immediate surroundings that God wants to use and to activate for you to change the world with? He's a God of the broken. He's the God of the oppressed. He's a God that takes someone, and I can say this because I've been in this position, in a deep, dark, lonely place, and he gives them the power to go beyond that. So look for the least likely of these in society. Look for the people already around you, maybe, and look for them. Don't try and look for the best or the brightest or some actress or some model or whatever. Use the people in your immediate surroundings.
Enrique, you recently went to go and sleep on the streets. Why did you do that?
God was a God that was able to relate with us in our suffering. And I feel that if these are the people that I'm going to reach, I too need to be able to speak from said experience. I can tell you that from having done it, it's something that I would do again, but definitely never ever in my life want to do again. So it comes from that deep place of God relating to me in my suffering and me wanting to relate to others in their suffering.
So you building relationships, not only with people and organizations that can help get the work done, you're relating to the people out there. I mean, I check out what Enrique is doing on Instagram, for example, and you're always connecting with people in the community. So you're a well-known person. People trust you. And that's, you've almost become like an activist for them.
Indeed. It was this really funny thing that happened last year while we were running our drop-in center for which is a place where people can come in and receive holistic help. A gentleman came in, and, you know, he was in tears. He was very emotional. And he said, where's the pastor? Like, where's Enrique? Like, where is this guy that I've heard of? And, once I was presented to him, I went out. He was like, huh? Like, I think he was expecting someone a bit, older. But I then asked him, like, where did you hear about me from? And he said, we could only link it like three connections back. So, it seems to be quite a thing.
So being an activist and being caring and going out and practically doing things, what are you currently working on? What project is taking up most of your time?
So currently, we have now once started our Durbanville Center of Hope, the Molden Power Service Center of Hope. It is a drop-in center in the greatest sense of the word. And when I say drop-in, I say emphasis on the in. Because what we're hoping for it to be is the in the story of the Good Samaritan, a place where the Samaritan can take the Jew to, and the Jew can receive holistic help of
so like sorts. In with two N's.
In with two N's.
Okay, we're with you. We're with you.
Mooi, dis mooi. Ek wil tog gou vra, jy weet, ek het lank bietjie terug in my lewe gewerk met mense, jy weet, met ander nie-winsgewende organisasies en so aan, en hulle harte is nie om mense op die straat te hou nie, dis hulle harte is regtig om mense te bemagtig en hulle regtig waar te versorg en hulle vry te laat as gewone burgers in die samelewing om te werk. Nou baie mense verstaan nie daai idee nie. Baie mense nog steeds gee vir mense op die straat kos, hulle gee vir hulle geld. Jy weet, ek is nie om te sê dis verkeerd nie, maar dit hou baie keer mense op die straat.
Indeed.
Ek seker jy het meer insig oor dit, Enrique. As jy net met ons kan deel, jy weet, wat kan ons later kyk? Ek weet ons baie plekke het voucher programme. Het julle dalk so iets? Hoe kan mens mense op die straat help sonder om hulle op die straat te hou, maar hulle eintlik bemagtig om hulle volle potensiaal te leef? Want dis tog die hart van Jesus.
Indeed. The heart of God is to meet us where we're at, journey with us, and to give us a new beginning. In that, we find three deep principles about the character of God. He's a merciful God. He's a just God who's willing to walk with us. That word for justice in the New Testament is mishpat. And it speaks to building community with people, restoration as opposed to retribution. And then grace is a God of a new beginning. So that's what we ought to be doing for people. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because it's often possible to be helpful, but in an unhelpful way. And you could actually be sustaining someone. And as you said, we don't want to be speaking against someone who has a conviction, maybe of the Holy Spirit's dropped in them to maybe give something to someone.
Yeah.
But more often than not, that can often hurt the person in their situation. So we have three drop-in centers. We have one in the Durbanville area, the Balville area, and the Paddo area as well. And you can just Google those and they'll be able to come up. But we do have these meal voucher systems, which we encourage people to give that because people will then be opened up to a whole world of holistic help.
Yeah,
that's what they'll be opened up to. And I can tell you confidently that there is a 99% retention rate of those vouchers. 99% of the vouchers we issue out to people actually come back to us. So we can say with confidence that it is something that works.
Yeah.
So give holistic help to people.
En smiskies, Brad, waar kan mense daai vouchers kry? Want dit is baie belangrik dat hulle weet, mense wat graag wil help, waar kan ons dit kry?
So you can actually get those at Tiger Valley, at the info desk over there.
Oh.
But you can also pick them up at our Center of Hope in Durban. Durbanville. It's in Queen Street. You can also then go to our Balville offices in Davy Street in Balville. Those are the places where you can get them. And there's a bunch of churches and partners that are also selling them.
There's this whole idea that people have is we mustn't give. And then because it keeps people on the street. And then there's the other side of thing. But hang on, that person looks completely able to do work or to get work. Why don't they get a job? We have almost, there's like this aggressive feeling. Now, I'm not going to give to you. Look perfectly capable of getting work. Like you've often, I've had this conversation recently with someone that says, I'm concerned about giving because those people look completely capable, but we don't really know their circumstances or why. What would you say to that?
I would say, go and look in the mirror of sorts, and be everything that God has been to you. Do everything that God has done to you. I'm able to do this because I look in the mirror and I see a very broken individual that God is beginning to make whole. He is someone that has met me where I was at. He's journeyed with me and he's given me a new beginning. So when you see that, when you see that other person, when you have an experience like I've had where the guy has actually said, my friend, if you were in my situation, you would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Try and be to him who God has been to you.
Ja, dis waar. Brad, ek wil afsluit. Ek sien hier's baie mense wat saam met ons gesels by WhatsApp line. Hulle sê wat 'n pragtige, what a precious conversation. Ek wil by jou hoor, Enrique. Jy weet daar's baie ma's wat luister, baie oumas wat luister. En hulle sê, "Joh, Enrique, jy's so voorbeeld vir die jong mense daar buite."
I appreciate that.
En jy weet, hulle is sonder hoop in hulle harte, maar jy het ook 'n pad gestap voordat jy vir Jesus Christus ontmoet het.
Indeed.
Wil jy nie kortliks ietsie deel, 'n getuienis hoe jy Jesus ontmoet het nie? En dalk om af te sluit, net 'n woord van bemoediging vir daai ma's en oumas wat so bid vir die jong mense en die kleinkinders.
Sure. I can tell you that I did not by any means get here on my own. It was through good Christian community that I was be able to become the person I am today. So don't ever discount a word that you might give to someone or simply being there for them in their situation, whether you offer a word of advice or whether you're just present with them in that situation. I heard it once said by a pastor at a funeral that what matters most in our times of suffering is not a present that you give, but your presence in that situation.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that I am only here because I was surrounded by giants of the Christian faith. So don't undercut what good community can do in some situation.
Yeah, you said something a bit earlier where you don't need to be an actor or a famous person or an influencer. And I think we people are just too scared to do something. It's almost, I don't know what we are scared of. We're scared of getting sick. Are we scared of getting dirty? Are we scared of being hit over the head? Like, what are we scared of?
It's the, I think it's the fear of failure, you know? It's like, I gaan nou iets, ek skraap moed by mekaar, jy weet, ek is braaf, jy weet, ek gaan nou iets aanpak. But it's somehow we think, ander mense kyk heeltyd wat ons doen, of ander mense gaan heeltyd dink, wat dink hulle van my? No, other people is going to honor you just for the brave first step you're taking, you know?
100%.
I don't know if you want to add something in that line. I think there's a lot of people that's stuck in fear. They don't want to take the courage. They don't have the boldness, you know? They're waiting for a woord bevestig op a woord bevestig op a woord, wat iemand vir jou moet gee om iets te doen. Maar Jesus het ons allemaal geroep om disciples te maak van nasies, en ons allemaal het verskillende gaves, hoe ons kan toevoeg door die lichaam om werklike verskil te maak.
There we go. It's up to all of us. It's not just up to one person. And I think proximity to the problem is the first step. Proximity to the problem, getting out of your situation, merely just being there for someone, that makes a world of a difference. I think back to last year where I sat down with Wynand and I said, look here, man, like, there are more requests than we are able to provide. Sure. Like, are we deciding who eats this week? Is that what's happening here? And what God then convicted me of that following day is he said, as much as these are the people that you are feeding, these are my people to feed. So don't worry about the failure. Don't worry about stepping out. There's a God that's behind you and that's in your corner. He's not just the God that's watching over you. He's the God that's walking with you.
Yeah, this is his will for us, to get up off our backsides and go and make a difference. Am I right? I mean, this is like, there can be no doubt about that. This is his will for us, is to get out there and caring for the least of these. I don't know how you feel about this conversation with Enrique. If it's made you feel uncomfortable, Enrique has known that he's driven all the way here and he's done his job well. If you're feeling uncomfortable this morning, this is what we're called to do. Enrique is only 22 years old, a pastor, program manager, and a man who's just like, I just want to go out and do it. And he's doing it, and we hope that he's leading by example, that you're inspired this morning to go out and do great things too, and that can start right in the street in which you live. Thanks, Enrique. Great hanging out with you.
Thank you. Looking forward to changing the world with you guys.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.